Us in worship. I think they did an incredible job. We want to welcome every family here today for our Christmas Eve services. And we've been going through a series called Looking for Christmas. And I think a lot of people in a lot of different ways are looking for Christmas. And we thought that, you know, maybe Christmas, when we consider it through the Christian lens, means a little bit more. And tonight specifically, we want to talk about the light component of how Jesus Christ was the light of the world. And in Isaiah 42, our base passage for this entire series, it says that whenever the light was going to come, that it was going to set free the people that were sitting in darkness. And so I thought it would be interesting for us to consider, whenever we are in a house or whenever we're in a building and the power goes out and all of a sudden the lights go down, what is the first thing that we go and look for? A light, right? And if you're scared of the dark, raise your hands if you're scared of the dark. Oh, yeah, a lot of us are. I thought I heard a little person say, "I don't like the dark," a while ago, and I was like, yes, I don't either. But any light will do, right? Like, this is my little flashlight, you know, and it might get me by for a little bit. We can look for lighters. We can look for candles. We'll do anything so that we can get out of the dark. But the problem is with our light, with all of the light that man has ever created, is that it's limited. That one day that light will run out. But when Jesus came, it said that he was the light of men, and oh my goodness. What? 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 Everybody hates me right now, right? Yes. I gotta get this last person over here. Okay, let's make it normal. Let's make it normal again. Okay, now, light. I hope you never forget that. See, parents, that wasn't for you. The children would be like, "He used a spotlight. That's what he did. Jesus is a spotlight." And so, whenever we consider how that light interacted with our darkness, it says that whenever there was the beginning, that God created all things and that nothing was created apart from him that was created, and that inside of him was life, and that light, that life was the light of men, the light of mankind, and that light shined into our darkness. And I thought just for a few moments we could consider the types of light that Jesus gave to people. For instance, whenever you think about, there was this guy that had a crippled hand, and they called it a withered hand. And it said that when Jesus came to him, he spoke and that his hand was restored. For that man, Jesus, the light of the world, was restoration. And I thought, how many of us have things that have been broken all of our lives that need to be restored so that we can feel again? I thought about Lazarus, and he was dead and in the grave. And for him, that light was resurrection. And I thought, how many of us need to experience that light so that we can live again? Not only was he the resurrection, not only was he the restoration, I thought, you know what, for Peter, he was redemption. So many times in church, I think many have felt at some juncture that life, that sin was a life sentence. That because I made a mistake over here, I became disqualified over there. But the great thing about the story of Peter is that in the redemption, he could serve again. And I want you to know that at Genesis Metro Church, it doesn't matter what you come in here as. It doesn't matter what situations have been in your past. The great thing about Jesus is he said, "Hey, for anyone that wants to come and follow after me, instead of casting the first stone, I'll give them redemption." So all these things was the things that Jesus was lighting up. I thought about the prodigal son, and this is probably where it's going to hit home for most of us tonight. The prodigal son, talk about a person who sat down in darkness. You know, whenever I read that verse in Isaiah some 6-7 weeks ago and we were prepping for this message, I was talking to the staff and I said, you know, whenever we sit down in something, sitting down is really surrender. And anyone that's coached little people, okay, has all had this experience. Have you ever been coaching and a kid just sat down on the field? Anybody, show of hands, just sat down. They're like, "No, I'm done." And some, you know, super aggressive parent is over there, you get up. He's like, "No, sitting now." He's like, "I'm done." Whenever we sit down, it's in surrender. And I thought about, he said that Jesus, was going to come so that he could release the people that were sitting in darkness. They had sat down in it to the point that they were like, I don't even have power over this. I don't have the ability to get out of this. I'm sitting down, I'm surrendering. I'm going to be in darkness for the rest of my life. And yet Jesus comes in and he brings hope. The prodigal son, can you imagine a better story of someone sitting in darkness after he had gone through all of his inheritance, and the Bible said he's laying there beside a hog trough? I'm sure that it went through his mind over and over again that I've wasted a golden opportunity. The crazy thing about God is, I don't think we ever feel that light and that love more than after we've made a mistake like that, that he turns our wasted golden opportunity into a worship God opportunity. And when the father wraps his arms around the prodigal that comes home, you know that God is love. Am I right? And the church said, amen. Yes, I hope tonight that that's the type of light. That's the kind of Christmas, when you think of Jesus, that he can make you live again. That he can make you feel again. He can allow you to serve again. And even if you've really blown it and made a mistake and you're sitting there wondering what could have been, I want you to know that the Father is standing there with his arms open wide, ready to give you the same hope that he's given everyone that's ever trusted in that light. Whenever we think about the light and all the stories of life change at Genesis Metro, that's the reason we wrote on these rocks this year. So that when our children see this stack of stones, that they will know that we worship the God that gets us to the other side. And I know that every family is going to go through moments where you need that light to get you to the other side. Everyone's going to go through parenting moments where you need that light to get you to the other side. Sometimes it's going to be financial, and you feel like, man, I can't even give my kids Christmas. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every movie that's ever been made that explored a Christmas theme, I want you to think about it for just a moment. All the stories of redemption end up showing us that it was greater than the stuff. Clark learned it wasn't about trying to create the perfect moment. It was about enjoying the moment with your family. I just hope tonight that as you're thinking about Christmas, that maybe tonight, if you accept that light, that Christmas would mean just a little bit more. And just like the light came looking for those shepherds that were out there in the desert and in the darkness, I just want you to know that that light has always been looking for you, even when you weren't looking for it. And tonight, if you would accept it, he would give you that light, and he would be the resurrection, the redemption. He would be the restoration of all things, hope and healing. It's all wrapped in God's incredible light, and that is the story of Christmas. Can we give Jesus a round of applause in his house? Yes. Yes. He sent me to let you know that you're invited to his birthday party tomorrow. Absolutely, you are. And he, the Father, said that there's only one gift that you need to bring. And he said, all I want is their hearts. That's all I want. I just want their whole heart. And he'd be satisfied. Isn't that incredible? You don't have to dress your best. You don't have to have the richest gift in the world. You know what he wants? A gift that we can all give him. Our heart. I think Jesus is worth that. Let's pray. And then we're going to give him our hearts in worship. Lord, we ask that you would take that light, shine it into our darkness, Lord, and make us whole again. I pray, Father, for every person, every family sitting in here, no matter how you came in, no matter what darkness is in the shadows, God, that they would receive that light tonight. That even in this moment, they would be praying and they would say, God, help me. Help me see the light. Help me receive the light. And I promise you, when you pray that prayer, Jesus said when that light comes in, that it lights up the whole body. If it's been a long time for you, this is your chance. We're going to stand and we're going to worship, and maybe as we sing, you would pray and say, God, I want that light in my life again. Would you guys stand with us?